Good morning, June 2nd, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing spans discrete mobile syringe access in Appalachia and a CDC funding deadline coming up on June 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news coverage, Filter reports that people in Appalachia want to use mobile syringe programs if those services are discrete. That points to a practical access issue, not just whether services exist on paper. Filter also argues that the World Health Organization misses the whole point about nicotine pouches. On a different front, the Boston Globe reports that boat strikes have failed to curb the flow of cocaine to the United States, according to experts. Medical Express highlights research linking psilocybin to a reduction in depression. It also reports that teens who are glued to social media may be 3 times more likely to try cannabis. That is one to watch closely if your work touches youth prevention or digital outreach. A few signals from social media stood out as well. In a lived experience post on X, Gail DiTommaso pushed back on criticism of Suboxone, calling it a tool to help people through heroin addiction, and saying some people need to stay on it for life. She identified herself as the mother of a recovering heroin user. In innovation-focused posts, one X post described public health harm reduction kiosks that provide free 24/7 access to overdose prevention and safety supplies, rather than food or drinks. Another item came from Matters on Blue Sky, where harm reduction manager Shelby Arena discussed implementing a mail-based syringe service program on the Behind the Evidence podcast, following recognition for an award-winning abstract presented at IMMRSA. There was also opposition messaging in the feed. In a post on X, Bruce McGonigal criticized public spending on harm reduction and framed it as wasting billions on hard drugs while people struggle to find a doctor. This is a clear example of the kind of public backlash rhetoric surrounding harm reduction funding. In research, one umbrella review looked at fentanyl-related harm reduction and the structural determinants of overdose in the United States using AmSTAR-2 appraisal. Another study introduced a novel swine model of respiratory depression induced by fentanyl and heroin overdose. That kind of preclinical model may matter for how overdose interventions get tested before human studies. On the policy front, New York City has a local measure, Intro 0778-2026, that would create an integrated and confidential data system to track all engagement with street homeless individuals. Confidentiality is the key detail to watch there, given how closely data systems can affect trust and service uptake. Turning to funding, a current CDC opportunity under the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, has a deadline of June 8, 2026, so that one is coming up soon. SAMHSA also has a current opportunity for Providers Clinical Support System Substance Use Disorder Treatment, with a deadline of June 15, 2026. Looking a bit further out, the National Institutes of Health has a funding opportunity to establish a Center for the Advancement of Substance Use Disorder Pharmacotherapeutics through training and preclinical support using the U54 mechanism, with a deadline of September 30, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And one activism item to note, the Housing Not Handcuffs campaign is asking for donations to support its campaign work.
If that campaign is relevant to your network, this may be a good moment to decide whether to share or support it. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.